Macmillan Audio presents Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks by Dick Cavett. Read for you by the author.
Dreams let up on us. Will Shakespeare told us in that line always misquoted with the word of, even by Bogey in The Maltese Falcon, that we are such stuff as dreams are made on. If they're in fact what we're made on, it's a mixed blessing. We know that much of Freud's work's been repudiated and disparaged by the psychiatric world, particularly his dream symbolism, but I've seen dream analysis work. When in treatment, that lovely euphemism for getting your head shrunk, with the brilliant Dr. Willard Galen, I would come in with a mishmash of a dream, and feature by crazy feature, he would elucidate it. It was, and can we now retire this word for at least a decade, young people? Awesome. Some people claim they never dream, and there are times when I wish I were one of them. There are two types of dreams that rate, for me at least, the word nightmare. The buggers are the actor's dream and the exam dream, and if you've never endured either one of these, count yourself lucky. Maybe I'm getting your share. The question that I can never find an answer to is the one that makes dreams so mysterious. When you watch a movie or read a story, you don't know what's coming next. You're surprised by what happens as it unfolds, and you know that someone wrote the book or the movie. But who in hell is the author of the dream? How can it be anyone but you? But how can it be you if it's all new to you, if you don't know what's coming? Do you write the dream, then hide it from yourself, forget it, and then sit out front and watch it? Everything in it is a surprise, pleasant or unpleasant. And unlike a book or a film, you can't fast forward to see how it comes out. So where does it come from, and who wrote it? I apologize if I've led you to think I have the answers. What shows you the dream and at the same time blinds you to its source? The mechanism has to be ingeniously complex to pull this stunt off, but it seems that the complexity of the human brain is too, well, complex for that same brain to understand. It's a nice puzzle. I'm not sure I've ever met anyone who hasn't had the exam dream. Do people who haven't been to school get this dream, or are they immune to the torture? There you are in the classroom, trying desperately to get a peek at someone else's paper, but they've just turned the page as you writhe in the realization that you forgot to study. Why, this far from one's education, does one, or at least I, still get the damn dream? Once I awoke in a sweat from it, walked around a little to shake it off, calmed down, and went back to sleep, only to be blindsided the same night by the actor's dream. Every actor gets it, even people who've only been in the school play. You're backstage, you're about to go on, desperately trying to find a copy of the play to get at least your first line or two, but no one has a script, and how did you get to opening night and fail to learn a single line? You're plagued with, how did I do this to myself? And am I even wearing the right costume? And do I go out there and try to ad-lib a part I don't know, maybe getting a few lines right by chance? And in a moment, I'll step out there, make an ass of myself, let down and embarrass my fellow actors, and probably be fired on the spot as they give people's money back. It goes on and won't let up on you. The merciful release at the much too late in coming realization, oh, thank God, it's a dream, leaves you limp. Freud, the Viennese quack, according to Vladimir Nabokov, is said to have pointed out that the mental agony of an excruciating dream is always far worse than the real situation would be, and it's true. Logic tells you that in waking real life, you probably wouldn't get into the situation you lie there suffering and blaming yourself for. The rich variety of hateful anxiety dream.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?